Hello and welcome to TXF Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, the World Bank is in talks over a $200 million loan to Egyptian authorities in support of a project to combat pollution and climate change in Greater Cairo. Vodafone has announced the launch of its tower asset spin-off Vantage Towers, and has stated an intention to float it on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange in early 2021. And the US International Development Finance Corporation has signed a letter of interest to provide a $765 million loan to Kodak to support the launch of Kodak Pharmaceuticals, a new arm of the company that will produce critical pharmaceutical components. Over in the commodity finance space, Nigeria's state oil firm NNPC has signed a $1.5 billion prepayment deal led by Standard Chartered and backed by oil traders Vital and Matrix Energy, the first such agreement since the coronavirus pandemic. The Nasdaq Stock Exchange has begun the process of delisting Houston-based Rosehill Resources. The independent oil and gas company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. And Galena Mining has announced that Abra Mining has mandated Taurus Funds Management to provide $110 million in project financing debt facilities for its Abra-based metals project in Western Australia. And last, and by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, HSBC and the ADB are partnering to establish a supply chain financing program primarily to support companies providing COVID-related supplies. Canopius has named Stephen Pike as head of its credit and political risk team. He was previously an underwriter of credit and political risk. And CDC Group, the UK's development finance institution, has announced an additional $75 million committed to its existing trade finance facility with Absa Bank. That's all for now, folks. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.